morning, everybody. This is Curry Glassell, and you're listening to GEMS Gems with me, Curry Glassell. And wowee. So I'm coming to you from Manhattan, the Big Apple, where I am looking out over possibly one of the most gorgeous views in New York City. I am here in a hotel right on Central Park. And I'm looking out, and I was just thinking this morning, wow, this may be the best view possible in New York City. And so I ordered some breakfast for my son and I. Simple breakfast, bagel and cream cheese, little salmon, and a spinach and onion omelet, tea and orange juice. Woohoo, right? Yum. It arrives, I get the check, and I'm like, hot damn. This is a $117 breakfast view. All right. This is maybe one of the most expensive breakfasts I've ever had in my life, except when I was in Dubai at the airport and had caviar for breakfast. So I was sitting there going, wow, $117 for an omelet and salmon. How cool is that that I can pay for that? And what is it going to take for me to make a buttload more money so I can have more $117 breakfasts? I was like, wow, that just was like amazing to me. I mean, how many of you would ever spend $117 on breakfast? Probably no one, because actually if I had known it was going to be $117, I might not have spent it. But meanwhile, back at the ranch, how many feelings did that bring up in all of you all? Like from like swearing, shit, fuck, piss to like, oh no, to like, wow, wonder if. It's like, right? The whole gamut of feelings. And so I have a process for you all. This is like the coolest process in the world. I hope you use it forever and ever and get very successful. So how many feelings about money are you using to avoid the money you could be choosing? Holy moly, everything that brings up times a godzillion. Would you be willing to destroy and uncreate it? Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pocket and pot, all nine, choice boys and beyond. This one clearing alone will help you change your reality around money. And I just thought it was really a cool thing to do since I was looking at this $117.68 total for breakfast. And I was like, holy shit, man. That's a serious omelet there. And I was like, wow. And so I'm looking at the bill going, how did they come up with $117 for eggs and bacon and Nova Scotia? Okay. And then I looked at it, and then there was like $25 worth of taxes and delivery charges. And then the omelet was $32. I was like, wow. And it was the thing is, let me tell you this, the food was good. The omelet was freaking delicious, right? The bacon was like, yum. And the salmon and bagel were like really yummy too. My son ate almost all of it. And I was like, wow, you know what? If we can stay in our room, I can do a recording, I can receive an energetic facelift, and I can talk to you guys about how to change your money flows. And it cost me $117, WTF, I'm going for it. So what energy, space, and consciousness can you be to choose what's easy for you, even if it means spending a little more money than you'd like to sometimes? And everything that doesn't allow you to look at that point of view, would you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pocket and pot, all nine, choice, boys, and beyond. So that for me this morning was like, wow. And then so I looked outside and I went, oh, I definitely have $100 view, at least $100 view while I'm eating breakfast. Who gets to look at Central frickin' Park and all these beautiful like 1920s and 30s buildings and all these trees up on the 19th floor of a hotel in New York and have an omelet? Well, probably some people. But anyway, I was just like, you guys, what would it be like if you had fun with the money? Oh my gosh, everything that doesn't allow you to have more fun with your money, would you destroy and create that? Please, please, please. Oh, how about just, you know, 10%? 10%. Okay, thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pocket and pot, all nine, just boys and beyond. Because if you actually start you don't have to disjoin and quit at all, like right away. I mean, you can if you'd like to, but if you'd like to hold on to your limitations for a little bit longer because they mean so much to you, then you can go at your pace. You can disjoin and create 5% of your limitation or 10% of your limitation. And you can take as much time as you would like going towards destroying and uncreating 100% of your limitations. It is only your points of view. It is only your limitations around money, around sex, around relationship, around your job, around business, around your capacities and your potencies that is hindering you. Once you become aware of your limitations, once you go, shoot, I just limited myself, and you get that knowing, that clarity, then there is nothing stopping you from letting it go and moving on and having the very next moment of your life be limitation-free in that area. Are you guys interested in more of that? Because that is what has kept me happy, healthy, and strong for the past, this body says I actually turned 60 last week. So, and my son gave me a compliment yesterday and he's like, oh, totally, Mom, you look 40 years old. You are so, do not look 60. I'm like, I receive it. So I was starting to run a process that I was like going, wow, I wonder what it would take for me to reverse aging. Wouldn't that be cool if that was possible? So with energy work, with access tools, you don't have to get old and sick and grumpy and broke. Would you like not being old, sick, grumpy, and broke? If that's of interest to you, then look for us on Write Riches For You with me, Kerr Glassell. We're on the internet. We're on websites. We're on Facebook. We're coming soon to a theater near you. I'm not sure really, but maybe. I'd love it. What would it take? Talking to kids at universities, and we just would love to be a gift to you and would like for you to have a happier, healthier, richer life. So that's the whole point of these little talks, these little gems. And I hope you have a great freaking Monday, and we'll see you next time. This has been Gems with Kerr Glassell. Ta-ta for now.